we are ready. We're going to be discussing petitions 20, 174, 75, 76. We'd like you to read into the record the assessment for each parcel. And then I will read information into the record. Thank you. The property appraiser represented by Sam Gomez this morning. Sir, could you read in the record the parcel numbers and the assessments for 174, 175, and what? Yes.
He'll be doing two of them, and I'll be doing another one. He'll be doing two of the petitions, and then I'll be doing another one, just so you're aware. Is that his pack?
Yeah, this is his pack. It's magistrate.
Here, I'll give him a clue.
So just read in the synopsis for this.
Right in, read it.
He just wants the parcel number and the market assessed in this and tax amount.
Mr. Gomez, which petitions are you going to be reading into the record?
174.
I can't hear you. Right?
174.
I still cannot hear you.
Is it on?
Unless it's
on.
Right into
174 and 175.
Okay. Please read. Excuse me. Use the mic because I have to listen to the recordings. Okay. Thank you.
For the petition of 174 for the 2020 tax roll year.
Closer to the mic, please.
Put that mic up.
Assessed value on this one.
Here, you want me to do it?
Yeah, it's got a market value of $416,070, an assessed value of $416,070, and a taxable value of $416,070.
Property appraiser submitted an evidence package, and that will be Exhibit 1. It's admissible. Please proceed.
Okay, and the key number or the parcel number is R31421800000700010. Anything else?
The assessment.
He did prior to that. Do you want him to read it again?
Pardon?
He just did prior to that. Yep. He read the assessment and parcel number for the first petition.
All right. Mrs. Cullen. Was this for both parcels?
That was just for petition 174.
What about 175?
We have it right here if you would like it.
Okay.
The
appraiser's information evidence for 174 is Exhibit A and is admissible. Thank you. Okay. And exhibit for 175 is Exhibit A and is admissible.
And then 175 do the same thing with the parcel number.
It.
Yeah, probably.
For petition 175, the parcel number is R31421800000000. 0040-0020. For 2020, it has a market value of $732,507. It has an assessed value of $732,507 and a taxable value of $732,507.
And we're discussing 175, right?
Yes, sir.
I'm looking here. It says $121,000. And then $80,000 for the assessed value. Am I missing something?
Where's that parcel?
Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. I picked up one. You have three. One, two, three. Three property cards or four property cards here.
Those are for, I believe, the comparables.
Then,
do you want me to show you where the property page, card is for the subject?
What page are we talking about then?
For the subject property would be.
Again, I'm just thumbing through, so I don't know what we're covering.
Well, page number four would have the subject property and.
Four?
Page four of the packet.
Hang on, please.
Sure.
All right. All right. $732,507, correct?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay, fine. And, all right. I'm right across the board. All right. Okay. Thank you. We're going to be discussing petition 120-176. Could you tell me what page your information is on?
Just turn to the second page, please.
Second page? Okay. Please proceed.
This is the property record card for the subject with a parcel number of R36-421-17-0000-0010-0010. The market value is $1,075,600. The assessed and taxable value are the same at $302,327.
Okay.
Just may I say something on the record?
Yes, ma'am.
The reason for the difference between the assessed and taxable market on this property is because back in 2006, the property was rezoned, and it was just discovered and corrected for 2020.
Okay. All right, fine. The evidence submitted is Exhibit A and is admissible. Okay. We received communication from the petitioner that reads as follows. Good morning. We are unable to attend tomorrow's hearings, and we are not able to take part in the evidence exchange of evidence and time. Please note that we are not withdrawing our appeal, even though we are unable to attend the hearing. I'm reading from a communication from Ms. Holly Cosby, the VAB attorney. If a petitioner does not show, then there is no verbatim record needed, since a hearing should not be held, at all, not even just to have a verbatim of the no-show, close brackets. The language in the attached document is sufficient, but I will provide some suggested language for your consideration, which is more detailed and covers more scenarios. findings of facts, petition that was previously scheduled for a hearing and proper notice for the hearing was provided. Petitioner did not appear at the hearing, did not state good cause for petitioner's failure to appear, and did not request the evidence to be reviewed and considered in the petition's absence. Conclusion of law. The relief sought by the petitioner is denied, and this decision is being issued pursuant to FAC 12G-9.021 bracket A close brackets, in order that any right the petitioner may have to bring an action in circuit court is not impaired. End of memo. This covers all three petitioners. Of Manzas Hernando Holdings, petitions 2174, 2175, and 2176. And the petition.